Folks, we received a letter from one of you listeners the other day that pleased us a lot. This listener wrote, "In these troubled days, the world needs the wholesome humor which Lum and Abner so abundantly radiate. Well, we hope all of you listeners find that these regular visits with Lum and Abner help to brighten your day, too. We also hope that you let Alka-Seltzer help you out also when the going seems to get a little tough. When a headache or a touch of acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains happen along and keep you from doing your best work or spoil your relaxation and fun while you're off the job. Well, try Alka-Seltzer just once, and we're sure you'll always keep a package of these modern effervescent tablets, both at home and at work, ready to offer you the fast relief you want when you want it. So get a package or two of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist right away. And the sooner the better. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Professor Sloan are going ahead with their plans to build the Edwards Observatory on one of the hilltops surrounding Pine Ridge. Yesterday, they climbed Piney Mountain to look it over as a possible site for the observatory. Though this journey was marred somewhat by a pair of oversized boots that Lum was wearing, and also by the fact that a sack of grasshoppers was taken along in place of the lunch. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows at Lum's house. Abner is helping Lum soak his blistered feet in a tub of warm water. Listen.
Ouch! Oh, don't put no more hot water in there. You got it too hot now.
Well, I can put some ice in there and cool it off, Lum.
Ice?
Yeah.
Where are you going to get any ice down here at the store?
Huh? Why, I could, I can run down to the store and get some for you, Lum, if you want me to. But I believe the water would cool off by the time I'd get back anyway, though.
Of course it would.
Well, how do your feet feel now, Lum?
Well, they feel like they've been scalded.
Yeah, that's just a blister that makes them feel that way. I recollect one time I got a lot of blisters on my feet.
I ain't interested in hearing about your life history.
Now, Lum, don't be mad at me. I never got them blisters on your feet.
No, but you was the one that suggested me wearing Cedric's boots to climb up Piney Mountain with.
Yeah.
You knowed good and well them things was too big for me.
I never done it.
My feet slid around them boots like they were suitcases.
Well, you didn't have to wear them.
And you was also the one that tried to starve me and the professor to death.
I never done no such a thing. You done that yourself, Lum. You just picked up the wrong sack, that's all.
I think you set that sack of grasshoppers on the counter there on a purpose, just so I'd pick it up by mistake.
Why, Lum Edwards, I never done it.
Well, what was you doing with them anyway? I can't think of no other reason why a feller'd have a sack full of grasshoppers sitting around that way.
Well, I had a reason for them. I was going to use them to learn some American beans how to jump like Mexican jumping beans.
For goodness sakes. Are you still working on that, Idy?
Well, I've sort of give it up now, I think.
Well, I'd think you would. That's the silliest one idea I ever heard of. All it's did so far is just get me in a lot of trouble.
Trouble?
Why, sure. Jenny's, I never was so embarrassed in all my life as I was yesterday when me and the professor got ready to eat. We just about got up to the top of the mountain. We were both hungry and wore to a frazzle. So I said, let's sit down here and eat, professor. And then I opened up that sack and out jumps them grasshoppers.
Well...
Well, it weren't no laughing matter. Professor Sloan looked at me kind of funny-like, and then he said, how long you been on this diet?
Did he, sure enough?
Yeah, well, I was too exasperated to answer him. Then he looked in the sack himself and said, what we got for dessert, crickets?
Hey, doggies, he gets off some good uns, don't he?
For goodness sake, it's a serious matter, Abner. Here we was on top of a mountain with no food, and you think it's funny.
Oh.
How we ever got back without starving to death, I'll never know.
Well, it just take me one day to go up there and back. You can't starve that quick, Lum.
Well, you can if you got blisters on your feet.
What, did Professor Sloan have blisters, too?
No, he had on boots that fit him.
Oh.
He never had a partner that made him wear boots that was twice too big for him.
Lom, I never made you wear them.
Well, let's not argue about it. Don't you think you better get back to the store now?
Well, Cedric's over there watching things till I get back. He can take care of things.
Yeah, he can if he don't have to make no change to nobody.
Yeah, well, Lom, after you fellas got up on the top of old Piney Mountain, why, did you find a place to build that there conservatory?
Observatory.
Well, whatever it is.
No, we never. Professor Sloan said it was too rocky up there.
Too rocky, huh?
Yeah, it cost too much to build anything up there, so we decided to put it on that hill back of the schoolhouse.
Is that hill high enough?
Well, it's the best we can do. Leastways, we won't get blisters going up on it every day with our boots.
No, you won't do that, no.
Well, it'll work all right.
Well,
see that little old shack up there that them forest rangers used to use a long time ago? We can buy that cheap and sort of remodel it.
You can, huh?
Yeah, but we're still going to have to raise some money. Yeah, this is going to cost more than I figured. I told Professor Sloan how much me and you would invest. And
me and you? Now, wait just a minute, Lom. I ain't investing nothing in this.
Yes, you are.
No.
Pine Ridge is all as needed, a good observatory.
Now, listen, Lom. You wouldn't let me use none of our money to buy that jumping bean farm, so I ain't going to let you use none of it for no observatories. Leastways, not my half of the money.
But this is different, Abner.
What's different about it? You said the jumping bean farm idea was silly, and I say that observatory is just about twice as silly.
No, it ain't no such a thing.
Well, leastways, I was aiming on selling beans and making some profits out of it. But there ain't no way you can make no money off of observatories.
Well, you ain't supposed to make nothing off of them.
Huh?
That ain't the idea of it. They're put up to advance the scientifics of astronomies and stuff.
Well, now, come over that again, Lom. Just what does that mean?
Well, that means, Professor Sloan said after we got our observatory running good, me and him might discover some new star and get our names in all the papers and in the who's who and everything.
For discovering a new star, huh?
Well, sure.
Well, I don't see nothing see importance about discovering new stars. We ain't never used the ones we already got.
Abner, you just ain't got the scientific point of view. That's your trouble.
Well, I don't know what point of view I got, but I know that I ain't investing my half of the money in no observatory, and I'll tell you that right now, and that is final.
Listen, Abner, tell you what I'll do. I might make you a vice president.
Vice president?
Yes, sir.
Well, what does a vice president of an observatory do?
Well, he does different stuff. He gets to look at the stars through the telescope anytime he wants to, free for nothing.
I don't want to look through no telescope. I can see everything that I want to see with my own glasses on, Mom.
Listen, Abner, don't you think after getting me and my feet in this terrible condition, you ought to do something nice for me?
Wait, ain't that your ring there, Mom?
Huh. Oh, yeah, I believe it was. You answered for me, Abner. I couldn't take half a step with these blisters.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello, Jotham Downstairs. Lom Edwards, please. Abner Peabody talking for him. Oh, what is it, Cedric?
Oh, Cedric.
Well, how much did he give you? 50 cents, huh? Well, how much did he buy? Oh, well, all right. Then all you got to do, Cedric, is just to subtract 30 from 50. No, now, ought from ought is ought, and one to carry, and one from five is four. He gets 40 cents back, Cedric. Yeah. All right. Goodbye. That boy, he has more trouble making change.
Wait a minute, Abner. How much was the feller supposed to pay?
Oh, I forget now, Lum. Just some simple little old problem that any young'un could have figured out for himself.
Well, getting back to this other subject.
Don't want to get back to that.
But this is important, Zabner. We've got to have your invest your half of the money. That's all they are to it.
Well, why don't Professor Sloan put up the money for the observatory? It was his idea.
Well, he would, but you know how much money he makes at that school teaching job.
Well, that ain't much, I'll admit that.
And he ain't got no other money. Too busy looking at stars.
Yeah. Well, why don't him and you go out and raise the money some way then, Lum?
Well, we're going to do that. But we won't be able to raise all of it. Facts is, Professor Sloan's studying up some ways right now to raise money.
He is, huh? Well, when does he teach school, anyway?
Oh, well, he can do both of them at the same time. He's an intelligent feller, Abner.
He must be.
I told him that he could count on me to do anything in the world to get that money together.
He did, huh?
Yes, sir. If I'm willing to do that, you ought to be willing to invest a few little measly dollars in this thing.
I ain't investing them little measly dollars in nothing.
Oh, Swan, do goodness. You're the stubbornest one human being I ever run across in all my born days. Look, Abner, I'm willing to slave and struggle. I'm willing to work my hands and my head to the bone.
Go ahead and work them to the bone. See if I care.
You're the hardest one, fella. Here I am suffering something wonderful with burning blisters all over my feet, and you won't even try to be reasonable.
Now, Lum, don't try to work none of them sympathies on me. I know your feet is hurting you, but this ain't no reason why that I got to... Wait a minute. That's your ring again, I believe.
Yeah, you get it. More than likely it's Cedric.
Yeah, I get it. Hello? No, this is Abner. Oh, howdy, Professor Sloan.
Oh, the professor.
Yeah, just a minute. He wants to talk to you, Lum.
Oh, well, I don't believe I can even walk over there, Abner. Ask him what he wants.
Hello? He can't come to the phone, Professor. What was it you wanted? Oh, he says he's found a way to raise a little money, Lum.
Oh, well, good.
And he wants to know if you'll do it.
Of course I will. Just tell him to name it, and I'll do it.
Hello? Yeah, Lum says he'll do it. What is it he has to do? Huh? Oh, yeah, he's good at that.
What am I good at?
Yeah, he's done that a couple of times before. Oh. How'd you hear about it? Oh, Widder Abernathy, huh? Well, now, when is that? Oh, Lord, yes, he can make that all right. Well, he said he'd be proud to do anything at all. Yeah, all right, Professor, I'll tell him. All right. Goodbye.
What's he got studied up, Abner?
Well, it's a chance for you to win $20, Lum.
$20, huh?
Yeah. That's the first prize in a big contest they're holding out at Shady Rest Camp tonight.
Well, good. Well, what kind of a contest?
A old-fashioned waltzing contest.
Waltzing?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't waltz with these blisters all over my feet.
Now, Lum, you said you'd do anything in the world to get that observatory, so why, doggies, you're going to do this?
Well, I ain't going to waltz my level best, though. I can tell you that right now.
Well, poor Lum certainly has his troubles. And say, folks, if one of your troubles right now is a disagreeable cold, here's how you can save yourself a lot of discomfort. We suggested a mighty comforting way to get relief for that dull, achy feeling of a cold is to take care of yourself, get lots of rest, eat sensibly, dress wisely, get ample vitamins, and take Alka-Seltzer. For Alka-Seltzer offers a kind of prompt, pleasant relief in these ordinary cold symptoms that you'll welcome with open arms. And say, if a sore, raw, raspy throat's a part of your cold distress, remember that gargling with Alka-Seltzer offers fast relief for this common complaint, too. So try it, won't you? Whenever you catch cold, take Alka-Seltzer. Remember, you can get Alka-Seltzer tablets at all drugstores in 30- and 60-cent size packages.